Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's the short one. That's the acronym for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. And if you break that down and put .coms on the end of Jim Blasingame and on the end of Small Business Advocate, you'll be able to get to the same site. So whatever it takes to remember those URLs, Uniform Resource Locators, I think is what URL means. Whatever it takes to get you there, we don't care. We're glad you have a chance to take the opportunity, I should say, to go to our website. I hope you'll listen to some archives and read some articles and find out more about our Brain Trust members. And we do everything we can to make it handier for you, as handy as possible, to use our resources. And we have that new feature now over on the show schedule. Click on the little speaker by the name of the guest. If we've already interviewed them, give us a little bit of time, an hour or so after we go off the air live, and it'll be up there. It makes it a lot easier to listen to each one of those individual archives. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance, and I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter. John Bertu is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's another longtime member of our Brain Trust, an original member, another old friend. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union and one of the guys who hangs out in Washington and beats back as hard as he can with every fiber of his being anything that he can to fight increasing our taxes and anything that complicates our tax codes. And he's one of the guys who does that better than anybody. John Bertu, welcome back to the show.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. And I'm excited about what's going on for you guys this week.
Well, we're very excited, with one small exception, but we have our National Taxpayers Conference going, and we've got 375 folks from well over 30 states. We got folks in from China. We have folks in from, and yes, there's a taxpayer movement in China now,
right?
And which is terrific. Canada. Got folks from, we were our first delegate ever from Alaska. We got a great tax fighter up from Alaska. So it's going to be a great three days. We had a great kickoff last night. We had Herman Cain, former Governor Jim Gilmore, and our chairman Dave Stanley. All of us provided some opening remarks and had a nice kickoff. And so we're excited.
Well, I'm, of course, you know, this is the first time in 6 years, I guess,
yep,
that I haven't been there, and I broadcast from the two previous ones, and I'm so sorry I wasn't able to work it out in the schedule this time, but I want to make sure we gave you some time and tell everybody hello there. I miss you guys when I get to go up there.
I will do that, and when I said with one exception, we're excited, that's the one exception. We miss, a National Taxpayers Conference without Jim Blasingame is like the cornflakes without the milk. So somehow we'll eat our dry cornflakes, but we'll see you in 2007.
Well, absolutely. I hope you'll keep inviting me. But I really admire what you guys are doing. And
well, thank
and
you.
Tell us what a National Taxpayers Conference is all about.
Sure. What we do is we bring in activists and groups. Members of groups from all over the country. And it's really a great story because there's the national groups like NTU and FreedomWorks and so forth. But what a lot of folks don't realize is that there are literally hundreds of taxpayer groups, state and local taxpayer groups, all over America in every state. And if you're interested, if any of your listeners want to get involved, and I would definitely encourage them to do so, go to our website at ntu.org, and you'll find an easy resource you can click on to find the taxpayer groups in your state. And so, if you're unhappy with, for example, your local property taxes, there might be a group that's fighting right in your town or right in your county, and, working with them, maybe you can help make a difference.
Can I stop you for a second and ask
sure.
you a question about that? Are as we know, there's this discussion about property tax, about a housing bubble, mm-hmm. meaning the prices are going through the roof. Mm-hmm. Are states and local communities reassessing their real estate on maybe a more regular basis because of the increases in real estate to try to drive up prices, taxes, I should say? Is that happening?
You know, I think, they certainly are. I don't think it's a uniform thing, but I think certainly it's happening in some places. I know in my county, Arlington County, it's, I don't know when the trigger happened, but they did start reevaluating property values every 3 years. They used to do it every 10 years.
There you go. That's the answer to my question right there, yeah. John.
Yeah, well, I mean, I
hold
can't,
on,
I don't,
hold on to
I don't
that
think
thought.
It's everywhere, but yeah. it does happen. And you know, these politicians, as we know,
hold that thought, John. We got to take a quick break. Right back. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. John Baer, too, is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and John Baer, too, is our guest and our good friend and a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, the president of the National Taxpayers Union. You know, John, I stopped you a minute ago. I wanted to ask you about that tax story, about the local property tax issues. The states were, you know, in real bad trouble with it, with their tax collections a couple of years ago, but now they seem to be pretty flush. Most of them seem to be pretty flush. And recently, as you know, the United States has announced that they're collecting a lot more money than they thought in taxes, mm-hmm. than they thought they were going to.
Mm-hmm. No, so, you know, the economic pickup, especially with the states, the economy is such an important factor, and when it does better than expected, these guys will get more money. And,
right.
you know, in a lot of places where they've raised taxes in the last 2 years because, oh, my God, you know, the economy goes down, the revenues sink, and they say, oh, we need to raise taxes to mm-hmm. balance the budget. Well, now that the reverse is happening and that the economy is doing very well and the revenues are coming in stronger than they expected, you know, we're going back to these guys and saying, okay, well, you know, what's the inverse?
Right.
you know, now that you have more revenues, for example, in my home state of Virginia, where they appallingly raise taxes, you know, they've got big surpluses now. And we certainly believe that some of those tax increases should be rolled back.
Well, you know, what politicians don't get, it seems, John, and you're up there in the beehive with them, is that we're not in business to keep them in business. They're in business. They're supposed to be in business to keep us in business.
That's right.
They don't get that sometimes, do they?
Of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Yeah.
As Mr. Lincoln said.
Mm-hmm.
So no, that's
absolutely
that's right.
What do you think about the now? As you know, when the last time that the tax reform really heated up back in, I guess it was 98, 99, mm-hmm. I did a lot of reporting. That's when you and I first met, and I did a lot of reporting on the different types of income tax opportunities, the national sales tax, the value-added tax, the flat tax. The flat tax is getting a lot more interest right now, isn't it?
No, it absolutely is, and you know, I'm hearing the proverbial Washington insiders now whispering that the Tax Reform Commission that the president has appointed,
the bipartisan
Tax Reform Commission, is thinking about some very dramatic proposals, and they may, they may have some bolder than a few of us thought several months ago, some bolder proposals coming out of that commission, which would be terrific.
I don't see anything being productive and long-term successful, at least on behalf of small taxpayers, other than the flat tax. Anything else, to me, seems like you'd have to repeal the 16th Amendment in order to prevent us from ultimately having multiple income taxes one day. What do you think?
No, I agree. If we at NTU, we like the national retail sales tax, and
you do,
but we do. But I agree with you that we've got to pass something to prevent the politicians from having both that and an income tax, because if
what they have in Europe, isn't it?
Yep, and that would be that would be the worst.
They have income tax and they have value added tax.
Yep, and it's
national.
And it's no accident that with all those avenues to collect revenue, that their people on the whole are much higher taxed than we in America. So,
John, I want you to come back, and I know you will soon, and we'll talk some more about the tax reform. But tell us do you need to go at the next break? Do you need to go?
I do. Actually, I do. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I thought. And so, talk to us a little bit about what's going to be going on right now at the rest of the weekend at the taxpayers' conference.
Sure. We're going to have workshops and panels trying to help these groups. A while ago, I was mentioning that we've got these great stories of all these groups all over America, and what these conferences are about are bringing these folks together. Having workshops, telling them how to raise more money, build more members, get their word out in the media, how to create a blog and do a blog. We're having a public speaking workshop to help them with their public speaking. So it's really a lot of nuts and bolts stuff. But interspersed, we also have guys like Herman Cain and Jim Gilmore and
Governor Gilmore's Feeney. A good friend of ours. He's a regular guest on our show.
And they're all good guys, and to talk about some of the policy issues and to charge these guys up, and we're also going to have some good fun events, as you remember from your times with us, and so we're trying to give these guys a real nice package.
John, the thing that I remember the most about my times with your gathering there, like you have this week, are the people who come from other parts of the world and who are interested in tax reform from the Republic of Georgia, from as you say, from now you got somebody from China. It's a very interesting thing to see that kind of movement across the globe, not just across the United States. John, we're running out of time, and I know you got to go. Give us your website, please.
NTU.org.
NTU.org, and they can subscribe to your newsletter there, can't they?
Absolutely.
And they can also contribute to your efforts. And, folks, I encourage you to do that. John, thank you for all you do for small business and the hard work that you do to hold our taxes down. We appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend.
And we'll see you next time.
Take care.
John Bertu, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the National Taxpayers Union. He's heading up. And, by the way, if you're in the D.C. area, John, before you go, tell us where it is. I forgot to ask you about that.
Sure. We're at the Omnishorum Hotel. And please come on by. We'd love to, if you're interested, we'd love to see you.
Omnishorum. Check it out, folks, in Washington, D.C. Thanks, John. See you next time. Quick break. It's just you and me after these messages. I'm going to talk a little bit about fathers. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.